You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
Yes, hello and welcome along to the Racing Roundup with me, Bobby Beavers. Delighted to say I am reunited with my old pal, Jim McGrath.
Less of the old.
Good to see you as always.
Yeah, good to see you too, mate. It's been a while. I think the last time we worked together was for the Ledger.
Yep.
But there's always a fun element to working with you, Bob. You haven't changed a bit. You're still as mad as a box of frogs.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that there. I'm not just like, obviously working with you. We've launched another podcast as well. We've launched the Squash podcast, which I believe you've had a little listen to.
I have. And I mean, you working with the likes of super former world number one, Nick Matthew. But Bobby.
Yes.
Nick didn't take long to suss you out. He's given you a nickname, hasn't he?
He certainly has.
Come on then, don't be shy.
He's known as the Wolf, and that's his nickname in squash. For me, though, he's nicknamed me the Racket.
I wonder why.
Apparently because I make a racket, that's what he's saying. And just for people listening now, all the racing fans listening to the Racing Roundup, if you are a fan of squash as well, once a month, myself and Nick Matthew will be bringing you Holding Court, the Squash Cast, talking everything from the world of squash. Back onto horse racing, Weatherby on Saturday. It's the Charlie Hall, Jim.
Yeah, it's a race with a great tradition. It's 40 years since it was first run as the Charlie Hall. It initially started as a novice chase and then progressed into the conditions event that it's become, that we all know and love. I think you have to say that from the five-day entries, mm-hmm. when we look like getting Thistlecrack and Bristol Domay and possibly challenges from Ireland, we haven't got quite that level of quality this year, though the five runners that stand the ground are all good horses in their own right.
Five horses declared for the Charlie Hall are definitely Red, that was third in the race 12 months ago, Reglongcourt, Virgilio, Black Courting, and Double Shuffle. Now, just before we hear from John Joe Sanderson, what's your honest opinion about this year's renewal?
It's a competitive race in its own right, as I said before. I'm not bullying. They're decent horses, no question. Are they the very top class of British chasing? No, they're not.
Well, just before I get your thoughts on the runners for this year, let's hear now from Clark of the Course at Weatherby, John Joe Sanderson.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
Good afternoon to you there, John Joe. How are you? Keeping well?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Bobby. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. All the better from hearing yourself. And of course, what a fantastic 2 days of racing it's going to be at Weatherby.
Yeah, all been well, Bobby. All been well. We've got a nice, glorious, sunny day today and a nice competitive card, and then obviously the big one tomorrow. So the Bet365 Charlie Hall day comes around very quickly every year, and here we are on the eve already.
I was just talking to Jim just before we brought you onto the show, just asking about this year's renewal. In your opinion, what do you think to this year's renewal? Of course, we saw the entries earlier on in the week to the entries like now. What is your personal opinion about it, this year's renewal?
Well, Bobby, it would have been nice if we'd had some of the highlighted names that you sort of alluded to that we got in the entries. In fairness to the trainers, they've all been very open about the conditions that they needed. The forecast has not necessarily materialised that they wanted. We've done our absolute utmost to give ground that I think is you know, safe, good ground. It's watered. Nobody wants watered ground, particularly at this time of year. They want natural good ground. The Almighty has played out and that hasn't happened. So whilst it's probably, you know, if you were asking me on Monday what if I could have picked six or seven horses to go in the race, would these be the six or seven? They'd have been in there, but there'd have been a couple more on top of them. So the quality might not be as everyone was hoping for, but, you know, I've been here before many times with this race. It's my 13th renewal, and we've had many a good race from horses, you know, that people did not expect to necessarily perform.
Hi, John Joe, Jim McGrath. Just we were saying actually beforehand, obviously going over the points you've just made, but pointing out also is there are five good horses in their own right that stand the ground. But my point to Bobby was that, you know, I keep a close eye on historical going readings. From the way you've described your ground, which is 6.8, 6.5 on the chase course, 7.1 on the hurdle course, as of this morning. I mean, you could argue, looking at Weatherby over the years, a 6.5 is borderline good to soft.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. And it probably, and I've been saying to most people that if you take a sort of a spectrum or a range in the of good ground, we are at the very lower end of that good ground, and certainly down the back straight, in my opinion, it's very much bordering on good to soft. Obviously, I can't put my hand on my heart and say that it's genuinely good to soft in places because I don't think it is. Otherwise, I would have done. But it's definitely in that area, and the going stick readings have reflected that. Now, the going stick's obviously a scientific piece of equipment, and it's not without fault. So, you know, I could go around again now with that going stick and get a moderately different reading. But I've obviously had to give it first thing this morning. But as I've said to everybody, the ground we raced 2 weeks ago on good to firm in places. The reports afterwards that the jockeys were very complimentary about that ground. It hasn't dried out in that two-week period because we're in autumn now. We've had heavy dews and frost, and we've done nothing but irrigate since then. We've put thick end of 75 millimetres of water on the course in the last 2 weeks. So there is absolutely plenty of moisture in there, which is reflected in that going stick reading.
Good. Well, wish you a great day tomorrow.
Thanks. Thank you.
All the best, John Joe. Enjoy.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to the Racing Roundup with Bobby Beavers and Jim McGrath.
Yeah, thank you very much to John Joe Sanderson talking to us there from Wetherby. Jim, you're there tomorrow and I'm there as well.
Yeah, great. I mean, it's interesting what John Joe said. I mean, he's confirmed what I inferred from the archive records, and they are available to anybody. You know, you go on the BHA site and it gives you past ground at Wetherby, and I feel a little bit sorry for them all up there because they've obviously worked incredibly hard. But at the same time, you know, the fragile things, these great big 500 kilo horses, and, you know, you take a chance and it doesn't quite suit a horse. Quite often you end up paying for the rest of the season for it. So there's two sides to the story, but we haven't quite got the quality we usually get.
Let's have a look at this year's runners then. We'll start first with Definitely Red, who was third in the race last year. He won the Cotswold at Cheltenham, and prior to that also won the Many Clouds at Aintree as well. Last seen unseating the rider, that was in the bowl at Aintree, but Definitely Red lines up again. I think the ground's going to work in his favour, to be fair.
Yeah, he's got form. I mean, his good recent form is on really testing ground, though he has got form under slightly quicker conditions in his locker as well. It looks like they were undecided, the Brian Ellison team, whether to run in the hurdle, because he was in that at the Five Days Age and the Chase. And, of course, Brian is currently in America. by the time Definitely Red lines up, his filly, the Mac and Bullet, will have run in America, and she has a chance in that. So, you know, it's retrospectively, but let's hope that's all gone well. If Definitely Red is fully tuned up, 100%, because he can make the running. He doesn't have to, but he can make the running. He's very much a player here. My impression from reading between the lines is he's going to come on for this race. And I just think under the conditions, there might be something that does him for toe at the end.
So Definitely Red, that's the thoughts there of Jim. Let's look at Black Courting for Paul Nicholls and also Brownie Frost in the saddle. Won last year's Quarto Star Novices Chase at Kempton, also won the Reynolds Town as well. Interesting with Black Courting, he's got the record fresh.
Yeah, he's good horse fresh. I mean, Paul Nicholls is an amazing trainer, but he's done an amazing job with this horse. He basically, Black Courting, helped to put Bryony Frost on the map because it was this burgeoning partnership last year that thrust her into the limelight. She's a fantastic rider. And conditions will be in his favour. Now, in terms of pure form, he has to improve, but 3 miles round Wetherby, 3 miles one, on good ground, should play to his strengths. If Definitely Red doesn't make the running, I think this horse might. Jumps very well, and I think it's as I say, has to improve, but it's not beyond the realms that he will.
Virgilio is also lining up as well. Now, Virgilio, Jim, is going for a hat-trick. Last seen winning at Uttoxeter, the Summer Cup.
Yeah, best career best effort from this improving horse. Carried a big weight, won well, and really, he had the choice. He was in a handicap at Ascot this weekend, and he's come here. So, connections very much in form. They'll be fancying the chances, and if he can just take a slight step forward, he's bang there as well. The only negative, and it might actually not be a negative, I just think you should point it out. When he won at Uttoxeter, he's a horse that ties up after his races. He gets cramp, and they did have to treat him after afterwards. He's a good long break, so presumably he's over all that. But yeah, a player. Not much between these on ratings.
Double Shuffle, who was actually winless last season. However, he ran an absolute cracker in the King George to finish second behind Mike Bite.
He did, and if he reproduces that, he'll win. But the fact is, he doesn't win very often. Overall, his win record isn't good. Again, another caveat, he might be a horse who doesn't take much racing. Certainly, you could infer that from his record. So, fresh, in not the strongest renewal for a horse that finished second at Kempton, could be his drop.
And we'll not leave out Regal Encore making up at the five here. Potentially, would it be fair to say he is up against it? Last couple of wins have been in Lister company.
Well, it's very interesting they're taking a chance and coming here. I think that it's almost a stupid statement. They must fancy their chances. He was in a handicap at Ascot where he has a very good record. Some actually feel he's a better horse going right-handed. Weatherby is, of course, left-handed. But in terms of pure ability, he has the ability if he can put everything together.
And we'll have a look, we'll have a look at the Bet365 hurdle, the other Grade 2 contester on the card, and then we'll come back to the Charlie Hall, get Jim's tip for the Charlie Hall, and also for this Grade 2 hurdle race as well. Old Guard for Paul Nicholls. Bryony Frost is in the saddle on Old Guard. Has already been seen this season, finishing second at Kempton.
Yeah, it was a good run against a mare who's a real speedster called Verdana of Nicky Henderson's. No disgrace in that defeat, clear of the rest. I think he's bound to go well.
Holston is in this field as well. And obviously, Connections will be, I would imagine, disappointed the fact that we've not had the rain up at Weatherby, you know, because Bristol De May, he can't come back to defend his crown. The ground has gone completely against him, hasn't he, in this year's Charlie Hall. But they do have Holston, who won the Rail Keel last year.
Yeah, good, tough stayer. Had a decent and very consistent season last year. You'd think he's a major player. The negative is he's, to my way of thinking, he's a real mudlark, and although the ground will be fine for him to an extent, he goes on ground that a lot of other horses can't go on, real winter ground. So ideally, I'd like to have seen it softer for him.
And I think we would like to have seen it softer for Klein as well.
Yeah, we don't. Two things about Klein. Is he as good at when conditions are slightly quicker? He's another winter ground horse, if you look at the form book. And secondly, will he stay? He's a free goer and generally a front runner or one that races handily. So you'd like to see him relax. If he does, you could say he's got good claims because he's, in terms of pure ability, he's right up there with the two we've mentioned. And his pedigree would give you encouragement, but he's got to relax a bit.
Monbeg Theatre has won his last three. Would it be fair to say he needs to take it up another gear to win this?
You could say that about his last three performances, his last three wins. Well, if he wins, he's got to improve. If he wins, he's got to improve. And he won over the course and distance at Weatherby a couple of weeks ago, showing improved form again. He's fully earned a crack at this.
Nautical Nitwit, we need to mention this horse, Yorkshire.
Not named after you, is it?
No. representing Yorkshire, we've got Definitely Red in the Charlie Hall. We've got the Philip Kirby trained Nautical Nitwit. Again, it potentially is up against it.
Yeah, but he's not a complete outsider. I mean, he's a horse who, with a consistent record, been running well, earned a crack, he's fitting well. Why not? It's decent money.
What do you think wins the Bet365 hurdle?
I think they're both trappy little races. People say, oh, the small fields, and he's sitting on the fence. Well, I'm not so much sitting on the fence. Is can you pin one down where absolutely everything is right for them? And I think the honest answer to that is, no, you can't. Sitting here now saying absolutely everything is right for them. But Old Guard, I think, will run well. He's got his stamina to prove. But I think he's a good quality horse that's had a run. I think he will stay. The ground's fine for him. He doesn't want it too soft. So if you said to me out of the two races which one is most likely to solve correctly, I think Old Guard in the 3:15.
So Old Guard, the selection there for Jim. Just to confirm the seven runners for that particular race, it's Old Guard, Holston, Klein, High Secret, Keeper Hill, Monbeg Theatre and Nautical Nitwit. They are the field. For the Charlie Hall, what wins the Charlie Hall?
Are you going to give me some money to put on? I'm not putting any of my own on.
If I was to give you a magical £10, as we said numerous
times
on the show, you would definitely faint, but where would the money go?
A chance for Giglio. Dan Skelton seems in great form. He was a horse who was much improved on his last two starts. Well, officially, it's this season, but as we know, he's had a summer break since we last saw him. So, Virgilio.
Thank you very much, Jim. As always, it's an absolute pleasure to work with you. I've missed seeing you every single week.
Yeah, well, you know, you're on day release today, so we're very lucky they've let you out for a day, and hopefully in 3 or 4 weeks they'll let you out again and we can work together on something else.
What we just need to clarify, though, because obviously on Twitter, a lot of people, I know you've been getting a few tweets and I have as well, just asking like why we've not been doing it on a weekly basis like we initially did. So just to clarify, it's just purely because of work commitments. That's it.
You're so much in demand now. No, it's true. It's true, listeners. He's so much in demand. He's only available for specials now.
And we're going to try and do one in a few weeks' time, hopefully, obviously work dependent.
Well, hopefully we'll get another one in before Christmas anyway, because it's good fun working with you, Bob.
Likewise, hopefully we will get one in just before Christmas. As always, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Racing Roundup with me, Bobby Beavers, alongside Jim McGrath.